mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. We're going to continue with your calls for those who have been holding patiently. Then we're going to get into what's really happening with this national ID card expansion legislation. Fake interrogations at Guantanamo for witnesses. This all staged. Reuters, Iraqi doctors warn of increasing deformities in newborn babies that already tripled after the first Gulf War, not just in our troops, but in the Iraqis as well. That's Fed's own numbers. WHO's own numbers as well. Sperm has been damaged by pollution, study finds. We're in really bad shape. Worldwide cancer rates have doubled. And a bunch of news on the feds coming out with their own national toll roads on the highways. This is out of the Boston Globe. There is a lot of news coming up, but let's just continue with your calls. We're talking to Charisse in upstate New York. She wanted to comment on Bush's fumbling diatribe, hour-plus diatribe last night during sweeps, telling you how wonderful his Social Security reform is going to be. And you're right, Charisse. They told you never to be used for a personal ID number. Now they try to force it on you as birth as that. And they promised it was in your own little account with your name. Total lie. Wall Street is now becoming the government. It's not privatization. They're just becoming the government, their own little private armies. And it's only going to be a moderate portion of the money invested in private accounts. Really, it is a desperate attempt just to keep something solvent. But in the end, they're going to take it all. But go ahead.
Alex, what would happen, for example, if I was to go to the Social Security office tomorrow and say, I want out of the system, I will sign anything that says when it's time for me to retire, I don't want, your money. I agree that I'm responsible for my own, well-being.
Well, people have been doing that, and you're right. They broke the contract. They stole the money. It was a contract we never asked for. They just did it to us back in 1936.
So people have been doing that?
People stopped paying the Social Security tax, and the 16th Amendment was never properly ratified to give you the income tax. It was criminal to begin with, and in some cases, they will come and arrest you. So this is an offer you can't refuse.
I see.
According to them, they're thugs, ma'am.
Okay, so if a lot of people got together and, tried to sue them or something, is that possible?
That's a good idea. It would draw attention to the fact that they've broken their contract and are cheating you. But it's a contract you never asked to be in from the beginning.
Right.
I mean, did you know that if you took the amount of money you pay every 2 weeks on your paycheck?
I'm self-employed. I get it worse than that.
Okay, so you're paying, what, 14%?
Right.
Okay, on top of your other taxes.
Right.
You're in bad shape.
Yes.
If you would have taken that money and invested it in a 3-4% guaranteed investment,
mm-hmm.
Even if you were only making $40,000-$50,000 a year, the amount of taxes you would be paying, if you did that for 30 years, when you retired, you'd be a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
As it is, you're going to get a pittance.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
But, it's a great deal. The government said so. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I mean, just trust the government. Don't believe me. Okay, they're good. All right. Just submit to them. All right. And Bush goes, well, that's what I'm doing now. I'm offering you that. No, they're not. They're talking about taking 5-7%, letting you put it in some private account that they tell you what, 4 or 5 choices you got. And then that'll end up being your main retirement, and then they'll steal the other, 90-something percent you're paying into the government. I mean, really, that's where this is coming from. It's a joke. It's such a joke. Plus, there's inflation, see? That's why your oil prices are double what they were a year ago. That's why all this is happening. That's why all this is developing. Because they're scamming you. They're criminals. They laugh at you. How you love them, how you follow them, how you believe them. Folks, they're a bunch of scum. All right, we'll come back and take more of your calls quickly on the other side.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're now 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this second hour, second segment. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson on because he saw a new Doctor Who episode in England. He actually had his attention drawn to it, went online and watched it, where basically the government's carrying out terror attacks to blame it on its enemies as a pretext for war. And they use probably 5-6 different parallels that are identical to 9/11. And I wanted to go back and play the Lone Gunman clip that was aired months and months, I don't know, 5-6 months before 9/11, where the government hijacks a jet to fly it into the World Trade Center for martial law to blame it on enemies in Afghanistan. Oh, yes. I wanted to play the Long Kiss Goodnight from the mid-90s. With Samuel L. Jackson, where the CIA is going to blow up the World Trade Center. And they say, we bombed it in 93, but we're going to bomb it again to get funding. Which they really did bomb it in 93. I mean, this is amazing what they do. How they flaunt it. You know, they have movies like Skulls about Skull and Bones and then whitewash what they really do there. Cut out all the Satanism. There's hundreds of examples. I mean, there's Teddy Bear's Picnic made by Harry Shearer. You know, the guy that does Waiting for Guffman and Best in Show and all that. This guy made a movie, Teddy Bear's Picnic, that makes fun of me. I mean, a Hollywood movie, a feature picture production, major feature film, where I'm some idiot redneck breaking in and going, look, they're worshiping a big stork. They're evil. And, you know, these are the Bohemian Grove guys are good. I mean, there's a couple other movies that attack me, and I get tired of it. I've never even really talked about that. I ought to make a film about that. It was that show Militia, where it's the talk show host in Texas, and he, and it goes on and on. It's pretty funny, actually. Man, I tell you, these guys have got their eyes on me. I'll tell you right now. I am really blessed and I'm still here. I'm only alive because of the grace of God. And you do need to pray for me. But you know what? It's safer to fight these people. It's safer to stand up against them. And I love my family, and I know their only hope, humanity's only hope, is to fight these people. And so it's what we have to do as men. There's so many good women out there fighting the New World Order, but it's men need to be men out there. All right, I'm diatribing again. Let's hurry through your calls. I'm giving each caller a minute because we got too many people holding. Chris in Illinois, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I live in Moline, Illinois, and that there's a large Mexican population here, and I shop at a local grocery store, a Mexican grocery store. It's just one block from my house. None of them in there speak, you know, English as their first language. So I went in there today and I asked them, I said, have you heard of an organization called Mecha? And I asked the girl who was working the counter, and she said, she started freaking out. She started going, Mecha? Mecha? Like at the top of her lungs, and people in the back room started coming out and looking at me. And I said, La Raza? You know, she was acting like she couldn't understand me. And then, like, somebody walked up to me and said, hey, buddy, you know, if you want to find out about that, I'm sure you can look it up on the internet. And I was kind of like, well, you better believe I'm going to. And
so they were acting pretty guilty.
Yeah, that's what the impression I got from them.
They kind of get in your face?
Yeah.
Don't spend your money there. Don't ever go there again.
Is that what you say, really?
I'd let them know that, yeah. Well, I wouldn't go spend money at a Ku Klux Klan grocery store.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, folks, I want to explain this. I've protested the Klan. I have spoken out against black racists. And but met you, and we gave you their... You know, everything for the race, for everyone else, nothing. La Raza means the race. We got radio stations here locally. One's called The Invasion. And my wife speaks fluent Spanish, and you can tune into it. And it's like, The Invasion is happening now. We are taking over. Ha, ha, ha. And that's like the tagline for the station. And it's like, ha, 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 ha. And I mean, you know, here I am just living my life, friendly and happy. And I got a lot of Hispanic friends, and, you know, they're Americans. And they told me, yeah, stuff's kind of going on. I've been told, why aren't I part of the revolution? And it's all funded out of New York and D.C.
It's
just
secret.
What Bush is all for. They want to break the country up. It's some stupid pride issue. And I mean, it has to be responded to.
They're doing it in secret.
Well, they weren't 3 years ago. Now it's being exposed, so they're all freaked out. I mean, look, there's a big statue in East Austin. It's like a big Stonehenge-type doorway. It's actually, you know, very well done, and it's got the Aztecs taking over Texas. They've got, I've got video of the rallies with pictures of white people's heads cut off, and they're saying all whites will be murdered. Folks, I've aired it on TV. I've got to put that on the web for people that haven't seen it. People's heads chopped off, blood everywhere. I mean, pictures of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed with their heads cut off.
Our government is trying to perfect genocide.
Well, they really are. But, I mean, look, it's perfect balkanization. Thanks for the call. The Nazis would do this. When they went into Africa, they'd play one tribe off against another, one Arab tribe off against another. The British do it in Northern Ireland, Protestant against Catholic, Catholic against Protestant. They do in the UN in Africa will play the Tutsis off against the Hutus off against the Tutsis. You know, in Africa, that's how everybody's black, but they'll play one tribe off against each other. Well, they're on the other side of the river, and, you know, it's like that Star Trek episode where one guy's, you know, left side is black and the right side is white, and the other guy, the left side is white and the right side's black. Ever seen that old episode? And, you know, the one group's the elite group. There's a Dr. Seuss children's book, you know, with the birds, with one green spot, and then the guy comes to town that shows them how to put two green spots on for the group that doesn't have spots, and then the other group goes and gets three spots, and, you know, they're all trying to... It's very primitive. It feels very good. Hitler did it, you know, with his German peasantry. They were just farmers in Germany. And the Mexicans, you know, were peasants, predominantly poor third world population. And they're good, hardworking people, but they fill them full of this racial pride. And then they tell everybody else, don't have your own racial pride, just this group can. And then they go around doing this, and then they think it's normal. They think it's okay. They think it's okay to say this is Mexico. Look, I've been to Mexico 30 times. I don't want to live there. Okay, it's very corrupt, and we're getting very corrupt, too. And I'm not saying our government's perfect, but our government is behind what you're doing. Thanks for the call. And, that's what they do. I've run into it. Look, I've got friends and family that speak Spanish. My cousin grew up in Guatemala. In fact, when he dreams, you know, I've been on trips with him before, and he's asleep, he's, you know, speaking in Spanish. He grew up till he was, you know, a little kid in Guatemala. So he speaks Spanish, and he's told me, being a bartender, that he also DJs, he said that, you know, his Spanish bumped to the thing, and they'll be saying horrible things about him being a white guy in Spanish while he's sitting there getting the drinks, and he'll just snap back at them, hey, what's your problem? And they'll all apologize. And I've been in restaurants with my wife and heard little comments. I don't appreciate it. Okay? Now, I don't dislike you because you have got some brown in your skin. I don't care. But you got a problem with me, and you're putting out flyers and publications with M16s on the fronts and images of people's heads cut off saying you're going to kill me. Well, let's go. Let's go. You want it, you're going to get it. It's just that simple. I mean, does it matter that the Texas Constitution was written by a Hispanic? Does it matter that 30% of the people that fought for Texas independence were Hispanic? Does that matter to you? No, it doesn't. Does it matter that your own Mexican people threw out Santa Anna, but you still say he's great today and overthrew him as a dictator? Does that matter? I mean, sure, were some people somewhere back in the past mean to Mexicans? Are there racist white people? There's some. Not really. Most of us are these guilt-ridden, pathetic creatures. Well, I'm not anymore, and I'm not putting up with it. Do you understand me? I'm not putting up with it. Do you understand? I'm not your slave. And it's like I told Vicente Fox, your master, your non-Hispanic master, I am not your slave, and I will never be your slave. And you're all puffed up with that. We're taking over. Ha, ha, ha. I don't care how many Hispanics are here as long as they love freedom and the Second Amendment and national sovereignty, but that's not happening. These illegal aliens and the liberal groups that control them and the Bush that supports them are want to shut this country down, and it's all part of a larger plan. All right, now let's see. I said I want to take a lot of calls, but the caller raises such important points. The caller brings up such important points. And it's just that simple. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in New York, then Ron in New York, and others. Go ahead, Ken.
Good afternoon, Alex. It was great listening to you and Terry Anderson yesterday. I think if we had 50 men like Terry Anderson in Congress, we would really deal with the La Reconquista problem immediately. But we just got to hope and pray for men like him and you to get into government.
Well, you heard Terry. I mean, he woke up 12 years ago because people kept, everywhere he went, calling him the N-word.
Right.
Telling him, get out, that's what he said, get out, nigger.
Yeah.
Get out of here, nigger.
Well, on that topic.
And that's offensive, I'm sorry, folks. That's what Terry said yesterday. Go ahead.
That's reality, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I heard a BBC World Service report last weekend, and they interviewed a Mexican music professor at a Los Angeles college. And the topic was about how mariachi music is getting more and more mainstream in the country, especially in the Southwest. So, there's the music. Can I hold on?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
But keep going.
The reporter asked him, why do you think this is happening? And he gave the perfect one-word answer, demographics. And he just elaborated on it. He predicted that California was going to be a mostly Latino state. And he didn't stop with California. He then said it's also going to happen to Arizona and Texas.
Yeah, and stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And I've been totally clear about this. I don't care what group you're with. You should see yourself as an American. I've never said this on air, but it's true. I was just thinking about it during the break. My best friend, somebody when I've got some free hours, I go play cards or go play pool every once in a while or go to a movie when it's not with my wife, is Hispanic. My best friend, he really is my best friend. The person I hang out with the most is Hispanic. Nobody really knows that unless you've seen me out around town. And I've talked to him about it. He goes, yeah, it's really true. Yeah, I have Hispanics come over to me. And I mean, he's from South Texas, folks. Come up to me and go, you know, why do you speak English? You ought to only speak Spanish. You know, we're going to, you know, to him it's kind of a joke. You know, it isn't a joke to me. And then you've got that other kind of paradox there where the most Congressional Medal of Honor get handed out to Hispanics, very patriotic. I remember growing up, and I'd visit my cousin in San Antonio after my uncle and aunt moved from Guatemala. They moved to San Antonio, and I'd be down there. Of course, my cousin, all his friends were Hispanic, and I'd just go spend a week or two down there every summer, a couple summers, and we'd be out riding around and doing stuff and going to parties and stuff, and these were middle-class Hispanics, and they were very upset about the illegal aliens, saying they were driving down the wages and doing all this, and they were telling me about it, and I thought it was like some kind of test or something to see if, because I wasn't even thinking about racial stuff, and they seemed to be real concerned about these Hispanics, but they really meant it. So, look, I don't know what's going on, folks. I just know this. When a lot of these Hispanics that are in this country now that don't see themselves as Americans, that got the Mexican flags on their cars, you know, they don't know that you can speak Spanish. They don't know, and they'll be shooting their mouths off right next to you in a restaurant. And I don't understand that. I mean, you're making enemies. But I'm going to briefly let this caller finish up. Ken in New York, then I'm going to Ron and others. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, what antagonized me the most about this Mexican music professor at a L.A. university was he was talking about La Reconquista like it's already happened or it's going to happen tomorrow. And he might be right, the way things are going.
Well, Time Magazine 2 years ago had the cover story, Mexifornia.
Right.
But the thing is, it isn't just that there's a big group here. So what? It's that they're going, here's a sign of a white person's head cut off. We're going to kill you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And I'm supposed to go, oh, thank you. You're going to kill me. I want to point something else. There's been really a bad relationship between different races in California, predominantly. In Texas, it's really been similar culture. You know, the cowboy hats, the whole nine yards. And in these towns, German and Polish towns wouldn't really get along with each other. Or German and Czechoslovakian towns. There's a bunch of them. You know, my family came into Texas on my mom's side in the 1840s. They don't really get along. But there's always been Hispanics in all those towns, and they intermarry with the Poles, the Germans. They all get along. So that's the way it used to be. There isn't all this hatred and all this stuff going on. Again, about 30% of the founding fathers of Texas were Hispanic. But boy, you don't want the La Reconquistas to hear that. They get really upset. I mean, these buffoons claim that it's the Aztecs that have the right to the Southwest. You were never here. You have no dibs on it. If it's anybody, it's the Comanche and the Apache and all these other groups from the central western areas out to the West Coast. I mean, it's just, oh, and you talk about racism. These Hispanics that are racist really hate Indians. They got all these mean names for Native Americans. I'm sick of it. And we're going to win this fight with the help of everybody. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Alex, I sent you a letter a couple weeks ago with a certain date in February in it. I don't know if you read that letter. You had mentioned February on the radio when to a caller, response to a caller.
I think I missed your letter. One of my staff did read it.
Well, anyway, does the 20th ring a bell with you in that month?
No.
Okay, well, that's not it then. We'll pass on that. You know, your monologue, the personification of evil that you're talking about is energized. We know it's a moot point by Satan himself. To mess that evil, the antidote may only be God himself to match this kind of supernatural power. You know, Book of Revelation, Zechariah, is that the time? And if not, then we, the American people, have to do radical surgery. We know what that is.
Well, regardless, again, duty is mine, consequences is God's. I have a job to fight this evil. I have a job to defend against it, and I know we have power over it when we take action. Will enough people take action? We'll see. Anything else, Ron?
No, but well taken. God bless.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, I mean, look, if I see five thugs attacking an old lady and I have no chance of winning, I'm not going to think. I'm going to attack them. It's unconscious.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Globalist social architects know that we're all tribal. They know we're all very primitive at heart. They know the instinct to be part of a group and to identify with that group is overwhelming. And so they use multiculturalism as a tool to actually divide, not to bring people together. And in the name of fighting, quote, racism, which I don't even believe exists, really tribalism, because you'd have German tribes fighting with each other 2,000 years ago. You'd have Native tribes in Mexico fighting with each other 1,000 years ago. It's always this group against that group. They'll come up with any configuration to do it. And the globalists do this. They play us. The Chinese communist government plays off different regions against each other and different farming groups against each other. It's the same thing. Stop playing along with it. Stop going along with it. I remember I was in an art class, honors art class, in high school because I was pretty good at it. And I'd finished up all my credits my senior year, so basically was in this waste time class here in Austin. And we went on a field trip to UT, and there was this top Latino artist. It was all political, demonizing America. How bad America is, how evil it is, how it stole the land. That's when I first started here, and I started arguing with him. Because I knew something about history, and he was all shocked and met and was talking with the teacher, and she was saying, well, he's... But you know what? They acted very respectful. By the way, the globalists and their minions don't respect you when you grovel and lick their boots. people respect strength, okay? And this stuff needs to be stood up to. This is only one part of it, though. Again, the Hispanics are going to be dwarfed by the Asians in the next wave. The Asian situation isn't as bad, though, because they aren't involved in some La Reconquista. But it's still a problem because it'll drive the wages down. I mean, it's 6 billion-plus people, folks. They want to come here. Have you been to a third-world country? It's not pretty. It's going to be like that here. It's going to hurt all of us. Get past your emotion. Get past your programming and realize this. I got a bunch of other news and calls here, but we've been spending a lot of time on this issue because it's really starting to crest here. We've got the initiative now when minions like Schwarzenegger are now agreeing with us. And again, that's only in words, not in actions. Let's go ahead. He's always been for open borders. He goes with whatever he thinks is popular. And it's been an illusion that open borders is popular. 67% of Hispanics are against it, but they're being bullied into going along with it like everybody else. The second Ron in New York, another Ron in New York. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Excuse me.
How you doing?
Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me, I had a glitch in my throat. With reference to what you were saying, and we were talking about the Real ID Act yesterday, and I was speaking with your guest, he really should check the versions that have since come forth, the carnations of that bill, incarnations, since December when it originally was introduced. That bill has been modified and watered down to such a degree. The key provision in it, which is a lawful presence requirement, that someone would have to establish to have a lawful presence.
You get lawful presence with the consular matricula that the country issues.
That has been removed from this Real ID bill. All right, so that's like the plug in a tub full of water. That's the salient point. Pull that out and everything else doesn't matter. In addition to it, if he looks at the fine print of the bill, he will find that there are now provisions in it to try and legitimize the illegitimate. To try and legitimize the presence of illegal aliens in the country. The way that they're trying to deal with it, and they're doing it in a very cunning way, a very Orwellian way.
Well, they have the left attacking it, saying it's going to hurt immigrants when it does the opposite. Conservatives see that and pile on for it.
Okay, that's exactly what I was about to say. You took the thought out of my head. They'll have some liberals attack the bill for all the wrong reasons, and the knee-jerk reaction by the good old boy right will then automatically be to go to the defense of the bill when the bill is not in the interest of anybody. That's the psychology that
the neocons you're talking about, the minions, they're playing checkers and the globalists are playing chess.
That's correct. That's right. That's right. They're very sophisticated at what they're doing. Now, you had mentioned the issue, the situation in Texas. My wife is of Mexican ancestry. She's, I guess, what you folks call Tejano. All right, which she's been in the her family has been in the San Antonio area since the 1600s. All right, now people do have to understand that the presence of Mexicans in the area known as Texas today was sparse to nothing, and those people that lived there despised the central government in Mexico City, Santa Ana. These people felt criminally neglected. Do you know her ancestors fought with the Texans against Santana?
Yeah, about 30%. Yeah. I know, but they lie in the history books. They twist it.
And further, the other percent didn't fight for Mexico. They just stayed out of it. They couldn't care less. They despised Santana that much.
Well, they threw him out. They threw him out in Mexico.
Right. So I don't know where we get confabulated history. And people should
The Aztecs were the Nazis of Mexico today. They ran around killing the other tribes, murdering, slaughtering. They would grab an entire tribe of 10,000 people and sacrifice them in 2 days. I've been there. It's admitted. And this is and then the New World Order picked this as the liberation theology to create the legend, to create the fable, and now this is the standard. Again, it's like the cult of death. Bush is into Skull and Bones. The Aztecs are into it. This is what they picked.
Let me say this. How do you think the conquistadors were able to conquer the Aztecs with the help of other local tribes? Otherwise, they never would have been able to do it.
Yeah, you had a boatload of about 400 conquistadors conquering 800,000 people.
But that aside, what I call the international oligarch or power structure, they try to encourage this intertribal warfare. They've done it in other places. Now they're doing it here. Why? Because what we've known as traditional or customary America up to this point, all right, is one of the few stumbling blocks still in their way of complete world domination. Our tradition and our history and custom are in that way, so they got to break this nation down from within that way by creating intertribal warfare. And another thing you should know, and I don't want to digress, is yesterday Congress passed a $2.6 trillion budget, all right?
That's conservative. It's $600 billion bigger.
But get a hold of this, Alex. They're starting to decrease the social entitlement programs that everyone became addicted to over the last 40 years.
That's always been the plan. You get us domesticated, then you slaughter us.
That's right. Just like a dope pusher. I hook you on the heroin, then I withdraw, and you come and beg me for every jot that
And as they shut the economy down and flood us with cheap labor, then the only jobs that are going to be there will be like the Great Society, or before that, you know, these make-work programs with Roosevelt, and look at the new jobs you can get at the college. Look at the new courses they're giving. It's all police state. It's all prisons.
Right.
It's all jail guards. It's all, everything's going to shift to that. Thanks for the call. No, it's true. I mean, it's simple. Look, let me tell the Lorikenquistas something again. The textbooks that have taught you this were funded by the U.S. government in Mexico through grants. The textbooks in America pushing all of this are funded by the U.S. government. Why would the U.S. government, why would Republican administrations and Democrats do this? And you say you're fighting the establishment. Give me a break. And that's why you're so arrogant. You've got the government on your side while you run around acting like you're anti-establishment. It's pathetic. Well, let me tell you, we're not cowed and intimidated anymore, regardless of what color we are. And we're standing up against you. And we're going to expose you. And you need to know that. And we're going to start ensuring that the employers that hire knowingly all these illegals, we're going to make sure they get arrested. And we're going to get the laws passed. And we are going to ensure that you start getting laws enforced on you, just like they get enforced on us. And we are going to win this fight, no matter if Bush nukes a city and tries to get martial law going. You and your boss are going to fail. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. David in Texas. Go ahead, David.
How are you doing?
Good.
I'm up here in North Texas, and I was walking through the den. I'm home today, and I had the TV on the Fox News Network, and it was about 11:45 a.m. And they were talking about Social Security, and they had somebody up there, I guess, at Congress. I didn't catch his name, and I didn't pay too much attention, but I did get this. He was saying that the problem with Social Security is it is indexed to wages, and with inflation, we need to index it to inflation, end of quote. And I ended up going into the kitchen, and I realized...
And real inflation's at about 10% a year. They say it's 3.5, and really, that's true, but go ahead.
Yeah, but your benefits are based on what you pay into to it, so it's based on what your wages are and whatever the tax rate
is. Yeah, that hasn't gone down, even though the value of the money you're going to get is lowered.
Yeah, but the thing is, right now with your FICA taxes, there is a break on it because it's dependent on how much you earn. And I guess the guy's proposing to throw all that out, and regardless of what you earn, we're just going to make up, you know, a new tax rate every year, and there will be no break on your FICA taxes. It's like we're going to have pay so much mile to travel down the highways. We got to pay this. We got to pay this. Tax-wise, when is this stuff going to end? It's incredible.
Well, no, the age of conservatism is here.
Never mind
if everything's bloated and all our rights are being lost and taxes are exploding everywhere and Bush is appointing La Reconquistas and anti-gun, pro-abortion people everywhere. I mean, they're saying this is of the Lord.
Oh, well, thank you. You make me feel so much better. It's of the Lord. I didn't realize that. So, I don't know.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't know. I don't know how you keep it up. I get so depressed sometimes seeing all this stuff go around. But
well, here's the deal. We've got the people on our side. We are actually winning lots of battles. The globalists are they're in control of all the major levers of power.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know we're going to wake up to what they're doing. That's why they got riot police ready and FEMA camps ready, and they got really bad stuff planned. The key is they need to carry out terror as the pretext for this. We've got to expose who's behind the terror. Yeah. Then their plan is neutralized. Thanks for the call. Yeah, it's really bad news, folks, the stuff they're doing. We're being looted. We're being raped. Because China is going to be the new superpower. The globalists have decided to make that their capital, tied in with Europe. And so, we're just going to be one big, large, third world group of everybody taxed at what's the federal numbers I saw a decade ago? They're saying by 2020 we'll pay an 87% tax rate at the point of a gun. And you'll be forced psychologically tested and forced drugged. And it's going to be a lot of fun, folks. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead, unless we stop this. Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in Oregon. Doug, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'll be real brief and quick so you can move on with other callers. First of all, I wanted to say your tactic, I've used it well. It's great is when you talk about this stuff, always remember to remind people the borders are wide open. From talk shows to city council meetings, which I've gotten involved in, this has been a great strategy.
Yeah, we've got to give our rights up and have the Pentagon watching us with hover blimps, and we've got to have everything we do tracked, but we're going to have the borders wide open, though.
Absolutely, and methamphetamine comes right down to the borders being wide open every single time, so I wanted to thank you for that tactic. The other question I want to ask you is a great magazine, The New American. You've read it on air many times. Have you seen the latest? Yes. Or what's your opinion on that? What do you think's going on there? I'm really confused about this with General Parton. Why would he do that?
Well, I'm going to get him on the show. I meant to tell my producer to try to get him on next week. And I've talked to Parton off air 6 months ago about all this. And let me comment on it. Thanks for the call. Without spending all day on this, I just want to say this. First off, I remember back in like 1993-94, the New American magazine put out by the John Birch Society, that has a lot of great members, does a lot of great work, said there was no Gulf War illness. That basically the vaccines weren't bad and the troops weren't sick and it was all made up. Well, I mean, now the government admits it and the birth defects are triple and tens of thousands of the troops have died. I mean, the DU, the Army's own handbook that they use tons and tons, with thousands of tons of, and they used three times 2 years ago there. It's got a half-life of hundreds of millions of years. And the government's own handbook says it's deadly. So, and they admit they gave experimental shots that was illegal to do so without consent of the troops and all this guinea pig stuff, and France didn't do it, and they've had no problems. Other than some DU problems, but not from the shots. So they did that, and I just said, maybe they're dumb. Maybe they don't know what they're doing. And then they had an article back in like 98, there are no black helicopters, it's made up, it's a conspiracy theory. Because, I mean, I was taking the magazine at the time, and I'm like in Texas at the time with it in the front page of the San Antonio Express News, Austin American Statesman, Houston Chronicle, Corpus Christi Caller Times, Kingsville Record, just, you know, trying to bribe people, helicopters crashing into buildings, things blowing up, bullets going into restaurants, Miami Herald, just foreign troops running around screaming explosions, and they're saying it doesn't exist. So I told the story last week, people raised this point. I'm there at Urban Warrior in 99, and this is in Police State 2000, early 99, and I'm on this little knoll about 50 yards away are troops swarming, Marines, foreign Dutch, German troops, Israeli troops, French troops, Australian troops, practicing to put Americans in camps. They got role players. I'm an American, not the camp. You know, they're interrogating them. Where'd you get the weapons? I'm from San Francisco, you know. And I look over, and it's William F. Jasper, who I'd asked to be on the show many times, one of their chief writers and editors. And I go, Mr. Jasper, he's literally 5 feet from me. I go, I got a backpack right here, because I was doing radio, you know, that morning, Collins on my own show, on this network, by the way, with the articles. So I pulled out an AP article about more attempted bribery and black helicopter Delta Force drills in San Antonio. He goes, wow, I didn't know about this. And a month later, the next issue, that was in there, the exact article. He went and put it in there. So I don't, you know, this is one of the few groups I just don't know. I think they're like living their own little bubble. They don't really recruit new members. They don't really do much, folks. And they put out some good videos and books and stuff, and that's about it. And this latest thing, you know, Alex Jones believes there were bombs in the buildings, and Alex Jones had an article on his website written by somebody else that we linked to about the seismologists saying there were bombs. Well, they did say that. That was in major New York papers. I mean, Larry Silverstein says they blew it up. I mean, Building 7 blew up. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Now, General Parton is attacking the Pentagon situation. and saying that the plane incinerated. It was going so fast. And, of course, General Parton has exposed government involvement in Oklahoma City. And I talked to Parton right after 9/11, and he told me on the phone, he said, Alex, I'm still an officer. I could be called up anytime. It could be treason. And he goes, I'm just not going to talk about 9/11 with you. So I don't know what's going on with Parton. And 6 months ago, I talked to him. I had him on about, and he was arguing, you know, with the Pentagon's new map and Thomas Barnett and all that stuff. And I agree with him there. So, you know, I just think it's a little too much for Parton and them to. That's why I've had a problem. And I've had them on. I mean, I think it's important information. With the pods, even though we're one of the first to talk about it, with the pods and the Pentagon, that's why we don't really focus on that, because it's just so open for debate. It's so fantastic. Though there's serious evidence, and I'm pointing it out, it's important. People can't deal with it. That's why I talk about public officials warned not to fly, CIA insider trading, NORAD ordered to stand down, Bin Laden being CIA, flying Al-Qaeda out to safety in the U.S. and Afghanistan. Hundreds of those points that no one seems to be...
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All I've ever said about 9/11 is this: we should look at all the evidence. And I believe the most effective attacks that cannot be deflected or defeated when concerning the proof of government orchestration of 9/11 is to focus on the things that cannot be debated. 8,000 Taliban Al-Qaeda leaders were put on C-130s and flown out to safety to Pakistan by the U.S. government. General Muda Med wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta, known CIA officer. He was meeting with Bush, all of them, in the week before 9/11. Second trip of his life here to the U.S. Condoleezza Rice calling Mayor Willie Brown up saying, don't fly to New York tomorrow. CIA drills, the stand downs, the CIA insider trading. The hijackers having their houses, cars, and credit cards paid for by the government. FBI agents being ordered not to stop the Al-Qaeda groups, being told it was national security. Coming out that they were on the payroll, the U.S. government thought they were part of a drill. But that's why everybody needs to get martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state. Because a full hour of this three-hour film, this miniseries, is on 9/11. Just get the film, make copies of that hour alone, and give that to people, and then say, if you want the whole film, here it is. Because, I mean, this is blowing people away. We just go through everything that can be proven, and then we finally show you how the globalists did 9/11. And you really need to have this film. You need it, you need it, you need it. We've got some distributor deals. If you want to order them in bulk, you can call 512-291-5750. And if you buy enough of the DVDs, I'll sell them as low as $12 a piece. VHS is more. I'll sell those for $14 a piece. You can get one copy for $24.95, a second copy for $19.95, a third copy for $16.95, and it just goes down and down and down. Or just get one copy and make copies of it. Please, it is such an important film. It needs to be seen. Please help us. Get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. Get The Masters of Terror. Those are both 9/11 films I've made that go right off what's admitted. The stuff the media won't touch with a 10-foot pole. They will attack and try to debunk things that can't be proven either way. They will not touch with a 10-foot pole the hundreds of real issues that cannot be debated. That's why this film is so powerful. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Call right now and get the films. Do not wait. Go crazy. Just make hundreds of copies. Some of you have done that. This new film needs to be seen. Help us. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, of course, in our films, we also spend time on their motive, why they wanted to do this. Who was the head of security on 9/11? Things like that. Just hundreds of points. Destroying the tapes, the air traffic control tapes under Bush's orders. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com. Secure shopping cart. I got half the film up there for free right now. You can go watch an hour and a half of it for free. But please get it or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And you can download and burn hundreds of copies. Please, just get the information out to people. Upload it onto other servers. Get it out there on the share networks. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get the film. Get martial law. It needs to be seen. It is amazing. It is changing hearts and minds. Third hour will start in minutes. I'll go straight to your calls and then back into the news. Paul Watson is joining us for a very interesting update on Illuminati language hidden in plain view. We're only 70 seconds away from the third hour. Stay with us.
Berkey Walker.